Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. A suspect has been charged in connection with the disappearance of an ex-girlfriend who was found dead last weekend at the base of a cliff north of Anchorage. Alaska Public Media reports that a charging document says police arrested 36-year-old Eddie Thomas Jr. Tuesday in connection with the disappearance of 27-year-old Geraldine Nicholson, who was last seen April 24th. Nicholson's family told police she had been at their home and then went to Thomas Jr.'s apartment in Eagle River. The charging document says 3 days after Nicholson was last seen, surveillance cameras captured Thomas Jr. leaving his apartment with a body, putting it in his car and driving away. The charges say the body appears to be Nicholson. The medical examiner has not yet determined her cause of death. Thomas Jr. is jailed in Anchorage and so far charged with evidence tampering and misconduct involving a corpse, unlawful conduct, and violating conditions of release. There's hope for a better Copper River salmon harvest this summer, despite a lower king and sockeye return forecast. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game is anticipating a return of 1.35 million sockeye and 37,000 kings to the Copper River system this season. Fish and Game Glen Allen area management biologist Mark Somerville says the forecast is on the low side, but underscores the challenge of forecasting, given that 2020 runs came in far below the preseason projection.
Looking into 2021, the forecast is lower than 2020, but again, we don't know where we're going to come in exactly. There's a lot of variation, annual variation between sockeye salmon and king salmon runs these last several years, and we expect it to continue.
Somerville says breakup of the Copper River is so far going smoothly and that the state is preparing to install its sonar fish counter near the river's mouth at Miles Lake before May 15th. I'm Dan Bross.